So, they're coming around your pad?
Look that way.
You two can have the guest room.
We are not an item.
Oh, you mean you're available.
Is that what I said? That's not what I said.
You take the bedroom. Willie here can have the couch. You want me to show you to your room?
No, I can find it.
Couple of stairs to the right.
I can't sleep. I'm too wound up.
Willie, really, you're looking pretty unwound. Yeah. You want a nightcap?
What do you got?
Everything.
Jameson, 1780?
That I do. You see him?
Sure.
You know, maybe you ought to call the cops.
I don't think so.
You don't like cops.
Why, do you?
No.
Had a run-in?
Hasn't everyone.
What were you saying?
Nothing.
Oh, Willie. You done gone. Well, here's to,
always present a moving target.
All right.
This is mellow.
Mm-hmm.
So, who is Short Top?
Willie didn't tell you?
Who is he?
A detective.
But not real.
No, novels, fiction, Short Top Detroit. You never heard of him?
Well, I never heard him until tonight.
He's been going to see a shrink about this.
Oh, do you mean Shorts?
Yeah. No, I mean, Shorts isn't going to see a shrink. It's Willie.
Why?
Annie sent him.
Why?
Well, he's hearing voices in his head.
How many?
Many?
Yeah.
Just the one. Just Shorts. Tells him things that, you know, aren't necessarily so.
Like what, Mr. Wise Ass?
What does Short say to him?
You know, stuff like about Luke is getting blown up. Short's had it all wrong.
And you had things right, eh, Schmuck?
Well, did Willie tell you about Christy St. Nicholas?
No.
She's a model. Sports Illustrated. Wet t-shirts, that kind of thing. Big, you know.
What? Butt?
No. Breast.
Who is she?
She was Luke's girlfriend. Willie was involved with her.
Watch this guy.
Maybe I shouldn't be telling you this.
Well, were they involved while Luke was alive?
No, it was after.
What happened?
Willie said they were from two different worlds.
Why?
Well, he wasn't going to go and live down in New York, and she wasn't going to live up here, so they...
So, what about Annie?
Well, he and Annie weren't together by then. That's over, anyway.
She's out of the picture?
Well, my friend Selby said she saw Annie with some weightlifter. But listen, you need a place to stay. This is a big house. Mine's twice the size of Willie's.
Twice the size of Willie's.
You'd have your own room, no rent, you know, cheap.
Do you have a blanket?
Oh, there's lots of blankets. You wouldn't have any trouble staying warm.
No, I meant for Willie. He's shivering.
Hey, yeah, he's shaking. Right. Sure thing.
No problem.
Shivering. I was trying. Not to laugh.
You better lock your door tonight, Babe.
Yeah. Rick's okay.
I know. He's just...
horny.
So you're going nuts too, huh?
I can't believe I'm hearing a voice that's inside your head.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, I wonder what your shrink would say about this.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, but two people hearing the same voice?
You'd probably write a book.
Oh, they're going to lock us up.
Well, maybe we get Short Top to deliver messages back and forth between our padded cells.
Over my dead ass.
Hey, you're up. Here, I got a blanket for you. And a pillow. And here's your Jameson's.
You're drinking. I'm too tired, man.
Well, I'm going to bed.
Good night.
See you in the morning.
Sleep tight, Peaches.
What did you say?
What's that?
Don't blame me.
You really are a dirty old man.
Who is? Hey, not me, babe.
Good night, Celia.
Yeah, night.
Is her name Celia?
Oh, they're going to lock us up, I know it.
Oh, man, I like watching that fatty climb my stairs.
Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Down, Ricky boy, down, down, down.
You know, if you two, if nothing happens between you two and she's free and, you know, unattached, well, I wouldn't mind getting together with someone like that.
I know. Fine.
I wasn't sure if Celia could really hear Short Top or whether she was picking up signals from me. I was talking out loud to myself and I didn't even know it. When you live alone, that happens. That's why people have pets, so you can talk out loud to yourself and no one will think you're as crazy as you really are. Next day, when we got back to my place, there was a message on my machine.
Willie?
It's Annie.
Willie?
I'll leave you two alone.
You can hear this.
I'd rather not.
Why did you tell me that you stopped seeing your therapist? Even if she didn't think you should be locked up, that, you know, that doesn't mean you're not cured. Well, how could I be with someone who just keeps talking to a sleazy two-bit detective who tells him how to run his life? Well, what did your therapist say about that? Did you ever think of me? I mean, fine, I don't care. I've been seeing someone anyway, too. The son of his kind and sensitive, and he isn't a jerk, and all he's just trying to... No.
You didn't let her finish.
You heard that?
How could I not? I think I should go.
You like horses?
Horses? You mean to bet on or to ride on?
I know a great place to go riding.
I have never been on a horse, and I don't want to learn how to ride a horse. I mean, not now.
There's nothing to learn.
Willie, right now I'm confused. My mind is going around in circles, and the last thing I want is...
Peaches.
What?
Trust him.
Willie, I do trust you.
This is the best thing I know for going around in circles. Ah, Shades would love you. He used to love this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The merry-go-round in Congress Park has this wonderful old clunky sound about it, even though it was just built this year. I think that's because it's wood, with these beautiful old sculptured horses. It's like going back in time. It's like being a kid again.